My name's David McCracken. I am the writer, director, and actor in Bullitt County.
And I'm Josh Reedford, and I was the producer on Bullitt County.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about where did the idea come from? How did it just spark and start?
It came about because Josh and I first off wanted to start a production company to make movies that we would like to see, character-driven genre films. And then after that, we kind of explored some of the scripts that I'd written previously and tried to decide, could we use one of those and maybe make that our first movie? And so we picked one of those, and then we started kind of developing that over time, and it changed a lot. And so it was just a lot of conversations that ended up making the movie a lot more personal and incorporating a lot of ourselves and our experiences, setting it in, you know, our hometown and filming it here. So it was really just a lot of back and forth of story stuff, character stuff, and then trying to figure out what we could and could not film reasonably. And so it was a lot of back and forth, and what you see is the result of that.
And like you mentioned, you guys are native from Evansville, and I guess that was a influence for you guys to kind of film here. Was it weird to kind of go and film to the places where you've probably been to, Eaton, or something like that?
No, I wouldn't say it was weird at all. It was very intentional that we wanted to set this first film back here because we know the area very well. And so as we were writing the script, it was a lot of things were written from the perspective of what resources do we have? What can we accomplish, given what we've got? And so, we knew that we wanted to shoot in the town of New Harmony because the film takes place in the 1970s and it just has that look. And we knew that we needed a farmhouse. And so, you know, we found a farmhouse in Huntingburg, and it was just kind of everything was built around the resources that we had here and what we wanted to do. And so it was actually very comfortable to shoot here because it was kind of like our home turf, and we have connections with lots of people, and you know, like people would donate meals and classic cars, and just everything about the production was kind of the community coming together to make it possible. I think it was probably more of a shock for a lot of our cast and crew that came from Los Angeles, and you know, we flew them into the middle of Indiana or the bottom of Indiana for a month, and I think there was a little bit of shell shock with some people.
And I saw the trailer. I have to say it looks great. I'm very intrigued by it. And, you know, being someone who's not from here, I've just been here like around 5 years. I was really curious. I mean, is this kind of a true story? Is there anything? I mean, you talked a little bit about how you put some of your own personal experiences in it. Is there something that's true in the film? Can we expect some awes and shocks?
You can expect some shocks for sure. But a lot of those are made up. A lot of the stuff that's personal to us is that, like for instance, in the movie, I play Keaton, who is the main character's best man, and I was Josh's best man for his wedding, and Josh and I did the Bourbon Trail in Kentucky together, and that was a really great bonding experience, even after having been friends since high school and roommates in college. Like it was still like it was just like a very seminal period in our lives, and so that's part of what's in there. And a lot of it is really the kinds of movies we like to see, and making a movie that is in the spirit of those. So even if there's not very specific things that are us or from our lives, anybody who sees this movie and knows us says, oh yeah, that's a David and Josh movie. That was made by those guys.
And you know, I haven't said it, but if you guys can tell us a little bit about the trailer, what, you know, can you describe the trailer for our listeners since, you know, they can't see?
Sure. To describe the trailer or the movie itself?
Both.
Well, so I can start with the film, which is about these four friends who get together for a bachelor party in 1977, and they haven't seen each other for 10 years since college, and so they're trying to kind of relive the good old days, visiting all their favorite bourbon distilleries, and they hear about this legend of buried prohibition money somewhere out in Bullitt County, Kentucky, and decide that they want to go, you know, change their plans and go look for that, and things kind of totally go in a different direction. And, you know, when you've got buried treasure and people that have kind of like a dark secret in their past that they've tried to forget about, all these things kind of start to come out, and you're in the middle of the wilderness fighting the elements and eventually turning against each other, and it takes a very dark turn. So that's kind of what the film is about. The trailer is, it kind of takes that and you know, combines it into a minute and a half long thing. It's really just about explaining the legend of this buried treasure, which is kind of the impetus behind everything that happens, and then just sort of taking a look at how it's like everything starts to close in on the characters, and you kind of feel that watching the trailer that you know, they're out having this good time, they're in the wilderness, and everything is sort of closing in on them and getting tighter and tighter until you just feel this point that like everything is going to explode. And so we kind of wanted to just give a little taste of that in the trailer, and hopefully people will come to the movie and feel the same thing.
And I know you just mentioned you guys were out in the wilderness. Do you got any stories about that? Do you guys saw like a wild animal or?
Not really on this movie. I mean, we had coyotes and things like that. I mean, our big one, Josh and I and a couple other friends try to regularly go camping, go backpacking out in the middle of nowhere. And a couple years ago, before we started making this movie, we were in the Badlands and we got stalked by like backwoods people and it was pretty scary. And so we definitely tried to bring a little bit of that into this movie, and not in the same way, but so we've had our share of dehydration and scares throughout the, but on this movie, we were actually really blessed with great weather. It was, you know, when you shoot outside, you could have a gray day one day, especially around here. It's so unpredictable. You could have cold gray one day and nice warm sunshine the next. When we did all of the outside stuff, it was pretty much consistent. It was just chilly but sunny. And then the day we wrapped right after was when everything dropped, got cold, and we were really glad we were done by then.
Well, tell me a little bit about what's coming up next. You guys are already thinking about another production that you want to start.
Yeah, it's we're going to be doing a female-driven horror film. It's a ghost story that takes place over three generations, and we decided that because we love the world of Bullitt County so much and the world that we created, we decided to kind of make somewhat of a Mr. Pictures cinematic universe, and so this is going to be set in that time, in that universe. So there's a couple of Easter eggs and nods to this movie, and hopefully we'll just keep doing that, and anybody who likes our movies will start catching some of that stuff. But yeah, it's going to be a really good ghost story, I think.
Now, is this Evansville inspired? Because we do have a ghost in the library.
Oh, the Willard one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's not. There is library stuff in this one, actually. But this is more about a haunted house. So, and we won't be filming here. But it's definitely got the spirit of Bullitt County in it. We had such a good time doing Bullitt County and the way that we did it and building a family that we'd really like to keep doing that with movies that we do in the future.
Now, what does it mean for you guys to kind of be back in Evansville? You know, you are obviously traveling with the production and film festivals, big cities. What does it mean for you guys to be here today talking about this production? And
it's always great to come back to kind of where everything started. You know, it's things are very different now. David lives in Los Angeles now, and I live in Boston. And you know, Evansville is kind of the halfway point for us, where and our families are still here. So it's always great to come back. And you know, the community here has always been so supportive, and to now have something to bring back that's kind of a product of Evansville, and really like a passion project kind of for a lot of people in the community. So it is really fulfilling to be here, and especially, you know, we had our premiere here in Evansville back in February, and to see so many people show up and watch them be excited about the movie, it kind of just reinvigorates everything that we've been working on for the past couple years.
And it does make it, it's inspiring to us whenever we we meet people that have seen the movie or were involved with it, and they're either proud of it or they see that even in small town Evansville, Indiana, that doesn't really have a lot of to speak of in terms of a film community, that if film, music, art, whatever kind of art, whatever you're into, it doesn't even have to be art. If you love it and you're passionate about it, you can bring that to your life. There doesn't have to be an infrastructure or a community already in place. If you want it, you can make it happen, because I guarantee there are other people in the community, there are other people in Evansville just like you, and the trick is really just to find them. And once you do, and we've spent years finding those people, then you're together forever and you work together forever and everybody's creatively inspired by each other, and it just makes the community that much richer.
Well, I definitely look forward to watching it. Where can people find the trailer, more information about it?
The best place to kind of keep track of everything that we're working on is we're very active on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and our handle is Mr. Pictures Film, and you can find everything about Bullitt County and all the other projects that we've got coming up on there. And if to see the film, it actually is being released in theaters nationwide on October 26th. And it'll be in, you know, L.A. and New York and Chicago and a bunch of other cities across the nation. And then we have a special engagement here in Evansville at Showplace Cinemas East, where it'll be running for the whole week. So that's the best time to see it, especially if you want to catch it on the big screen, because this is one of those that it's so much better to see it in the big screen and really experience, you know, the full impact of what we put into the film. And then it'll be coming out on VOD and DVD, you know, like 100 platforms and Redbox and Netflix and all of that in February.
Yeah, it's a really good Halloween movie too. That's why we wanted to do it. We actually filmed it almost exactly 2 years ago today. And so to be able to sit in the theater 2 years later, at the same season, the same time with a full audience is really, really exciting. And to see like all the locations that you literally just walked by or something is really fun for people.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Absolutely.
You
know, when I